Splash.
Splash.
The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, as mentioned, tonight we get our first look at the 2022 Arizona Cardinals, albeit the preseason version, as they take on the Cincinnati Bengals at Paycor Stadium. We will not see much from projected starters in the exhibition opener, but there will be a trio of players counted on to contribute to the defense this season, playing early tonight. Linebackers Dennis Gardeck, Zaven Collins, and cornerback Marco Wilson, along with defensive lineman Leckie Fotu and Rashard Lawrence, expected to start tonight against the Bengals. Trace McSorley will start at quarterback for the Cardinals. Brandon Allen gets the nod for Cincinnati. Kickoff 4:30. Dave Pasch, Ron Wolfley, Paul Calvisi on the call. Pregame coverage starts at 12:30 here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. That's the official sign that it's football season.
Wow.
When you get four hours of pregame
for an exhibition football game.
Those were the days, huh? Now we're the only show not affected by that.
Yeah, that's true.
Sad.
Big full show on a Friday right here. Stay tuned.
For you, for the people.
But, I mean, I'm just asking this philosophically, and I think the Cardinals pregame coverage is fantastic, and they have a lot of different voices on it. Should the pregame coverage be longer than the actual event?
Yes.
It's kind of like the Bill Simmons Rewatchables podcast. They talk about a movie for a duration of time longer than the actual movie was.
Right.
People crave football. They can't get enough of it.
Can't get enough. Baltimore Ravens did win their 21st straight preseason game, a 23-10 victory over the Tennessee Titans last night. And the Giants beat the Patriots 23-21 in Foxborough tonight. In addition to Cardinals-Bengals, five preseason games, including what still looks like it'll be Deshaun Watson's debut with the Browns as they take on Jacksonville. But on the Watson front, according to reports, his camp has suggested the notion of the QB accepting an eight-game suspension along with a $5 million fine from the NFL.
I told you this is about money.
Yeah.
See, this has been about money, right? It's about the fine that he would not have to pay. That is just not going to fly in the NFL.
Watson, of course, originally issued a six-game suspension, no further financial penalty by independent arbiter Sue L. Robinson. We're still awaiting that appeal. The NFL's not taking this deal. They're too far gone.
I don't know.
And the finishing touches have got to be coming on that appeal ruling.
I hope. I am so sick. You talk about topics I'm sick of. Deshaun Watson, I'm sick of talking about.
Nobody drafted him yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh. Back. That's how sick of him I am. I didn't even want to say his name.
The ultimate, we missed a guy, made his self known yesterday, Antonio Brown. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
His post.
Yeah.
That's not a real quote, though. Somebody made that quote as a joke, and then he tweeted it.
Like, he tweeted it, that's what I'm saying.
Thinking that he probably believes it. Did you see that one, Vic?
Yeah, I did.
Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady away from the team right now for an undetermined period of time to deal with, quote, some personal things, according to head coach Todd Bowles. The first-year coach was asked if Brady's absence is health-related, and Bowles reiterated it's a personal issue. He'll miss the first two preseason games, at least, for the Buccaneers.
Yeah, that's it's kind of interesting. Curiosity leads you to believe, why would he be ejecting this soon this early into training camp?
Bowles kind of made it sound like they had talked about it earlier. Like,
maybe
it was coming.
Maybe.
And again, I'll joke around about a vacation he just couldn't cancel. We booked this flight to Barbados back in that day that I was retired, and it's non-refundable.
It could be. You're right. It could be that.
You know how airline fees are.
I think Tom Brady is going to one day look back, like Michael Jordan surely looks back, and say to himself, why didn't I tap out after winning the Super Bowl in Tampa? That day, why didn't I tap out? Mm-hmm. I had the perfect ending. Same with Michael Jordan and that jump shot over Byron Russell.
Yeah, I mean, what happened after that? He wore a Wizards uniform.
That's what I'm saying.
The NBA announced Thursday it will retire the uniform number 6 league-wide for Bill Russell, a legend of the game who died last week at the age of 88. Starting with this season, players who wear the number, and there were 25 of them in the league last year, can continue to do so. The Phoenix Suns have had number 6 retired for quite some time. Walter Davis, the only player in team history to wear that number. D-backs get a series. series win. They beat the Pirates 9-3. They trailed 3-0, but scored 9 unanswered runs, including 7 in the 7th inning. Emmanuel Rivera had a huge day. 2 doubles and a home run. He drove in 3. Dalton Varsho, the big blow in the 7th. A bases-loaded double that just missed being a grand slam. D-backs take 3 of 4 from the Bucks. They're in Colorado for a 3-gamer against the Rockies. It starts tonight at Coors Field. Davies against Senzatella for the opener. Pre-game coverage starts at 5. First pitch 5:40 on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. Cubs beat the Reds in the second annual Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa Thursday. Drew Smyly, 5 shutout innings with 9 strikeouts for the Cub. And Skylar Diggins-Smith will not play in either of the Mercury's final 2 home games. Still trying to clinch a WNBA spot. Diggins-Smith will be absent for what the team is calling personal reasons. She led the Mercury in scoring and assists this year, and they host the Dallas Wings tonight at Footprint Center. Needing a win, they'll tip off at 7 o'clock. There you go. There's your splash for Friday.